Okay, we are on the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes on the base of bottom line. We ran through the halachas. We had to run fairly quickly. I hope you all had a chance to chazer over those halachas. And
this one's very important.
They're all very important halachas. One of the things that was in there was a category of three to four tefachim. So three to four tefachim. So, four already is considered a davar chashuv. So you have like a mechitza, which is chashuv. But less than that, it's not chashuv. So therefore, if you only have standing wood, which is three to four tefachim wide, so therefore it couldn't be mitzarif to make the whole inside mutter to carry it, and only kenega the oimed, right? That was the Let's see. Let me just go back to where it said it. Let's talk first about klayim. So it says mishloisha arba. It says if the oimid is rabal haparetz, so then you could plant everywhere. But if the parts is rabal oimid, then you couldn't plant keneged the parts. What about keneged the walls? What was the rule then? Go back for a second just to see it. Then it's osir. Yeah, it says if the parts is rabal ha'aymed, then it's osir to plant. It says over there on 39b2, even opposite the standing sections. Okay? So if most of the wall is open, it's not a continuous partition, a series of disconnected segments. So planting is forbidden next to the gaps because they're not a part of any wall. It's also forbidden next to the standing segments because they're narrower than fourth bottom. Okay? So that's what we said yesterday, legabe klein. That's important to remember. As far as Shabbos is concerned, there's no difference between three and four. Between three to four and four to ten, that was irrelevant. Okay. Now, so the Gemara says, of Hananya Rabbi Huda Bar Pazi B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Les Kan Rishleisha V'yar Arba. He removes all text in the Brisa, so in 33, he quotes you the text that when it says, "Mishloish rad arba, ha'aymed rabal ha'parts mutter, v'im ha'parts rabal ha'aymed aser," he deletes that. And the second place he deletes it also is on Shabbos, where it says, "Mishloish rad arba," so he just makes it, "Mi'arba ad eser, im ha'aymed rabal ha'parts is mutter." Okay, so there's nothing that says 3 to 4 in this Brisa. Now,
is the idea that once you lose your lover, that's it, doesn't make a difference?
So he's going to explain. Let's go to Daf Memar Aleph. Hold on a second. So let's see. Because. So he's going to explain. Yesh kan pirtzah shloisha. If there's a breach of greater than three tvachim, en kan makayim rabba, and there's no place of four tvachim, so you don't have lovud because it's greater than three, and so there are gaps. So to overcome the problem, it says you have to have a continuous wall, but that you need to have at least four tefachim. And since they're narrower than four tefachim, you can't have the continuous wall. So therefore, any ruling of the contrary has to be deleted. Also, Rabbana asks a question. Vasnino, and says in the Mishnah, Makifim Bekonim. And you surround it with a reed, right? Vertical reeds. Now, the reeds, kona yesh lo makom, does a reed have four tefachim wide? Certainly not, right? So you see, even a standing segment narrower than four tefachim can combine with each other. So the Gemara says a simple answer. Amalei, lo tesiv neini, pachas mishleisha. You don't, you can't ask the question, pachas mishleisha. Chol pachas mishleisha, because sasim hu. Their gaps are so small that it's like love itself. Fresh makes like one wall. It was actually a difficult question. Huh? What the halamina wasn't the question. Rav Yaisi Rabbin Shem Rav Mikom Makom. Let's see what's this talking about. Let's see what it says over here. Rav Kanani taught in the name of Yerkanon that if the gaps and standing segments of a breached wall are between three and four tefachim, the wall is not an effective divider. And this is a dissenting view here. He says, "Rabbi Yosi Rabbein, B'shem Rav, we call Makom in any event, even if the gaps are three and it's less than four, Mekim Shal Eved, Rabal HaParetz Mutter. He holds no, he holds even though, in other words, he holds even though you don't have four tefach wide pieces of wall, it still has enough of a chashivas that if the total standing is Rabal HaParetz, good enough to be considered all one continuous wall. So he argues. Okay, let's go weiter. Hanotei Ashur Shal Chamesh Kfanim. So here we have the famous Machlokes Meshami Beisil. He says a row, a single row of five vines make up a vineyard. And Beisil says, no, Eino Kerem Achu Shnei Shur, so you have to have two rows. So we'll see in a second what the setup is. Lafichach. So there is a Nafkamina, Hazarei Aramas for a Kerem. If you plant within four amas of the Kerem, so what's going to happen? According to Beishame Kineshura Achas, it's going to make a row. The outside row is going to become Kadosh, because the outside row is a Kerem. So if you put your plant within four amas and you have five Gefanim there, all five Gefanim become awesome. And according to Beis Hillel, Kiddush, it's Shtei Shur. So it's not one row, it's two rows become forbidden. So it's like a Shtukul Chumra. Not just one row, but two rows. But we'll see in a second what exactly the Nafka mean is. The Gemara's going to talk extensively about this. Okay. So in the English, in the Hakdama to the next part, it says, assuming the foreign planting is done along the entire length of the vineyard, so Beis Shammai will prohibit one entire row. According to Beis Hillel, it will prohibit two entire rows, right? So if you plant it, in our example, you go two amas outside the vineyard, and you plant the whole thing, the whole width, you know, it could be 100 vines. You plant the whole width with another min. So according to Beis Shammai, the whole row becomes Osir. According to Beis Hillel, the first two rows become Osir. Be a big chumra from Beis Hillel.
What if you only plant 5 inches?
If you only plant what?
5 inches, a little bit.
One plant.
One plant.
Well, we're about to talk about it. That's the whole Gemara now. Very good. So what happens if it's one spot? So the Gemara says, Zora Keneged Hoim Tsoi. Let's suppose you planted facing the middle vine in the front row. So then the halach is like this. I'll die to the Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, Oisos Kol Ashura, it'll aser the entire first row of vines. So let's take a look at the picture number 12. Right? So Beis Shammai says a single row of five is a legal vineyard. The first row of vines is the nearest vineyard. So now, in this particular picture, in diagram B, it's not just five vines. Here, his example here, you're going A through G, there are actually seven, right? If you count up the vines, I think it's two, four, six, seven. So prohibited vines, therefore, you planted your circle, the clear circle is the farm seed. So that is connected. The middle vine, right? So it's the middle vine of the seven. It's vine number four, right? So it's four from each side. So that's the middle vine. So you plant it connected to the middle vine. It'll aser a vineyard. So a vineyard, according to Beis Shammai, is five. So you will aser five. That one in the middle, two to the left, two to the right, and they're all aser, right? But the outside ones will not be aser because there's nothing connected those, so it doesn't extend all the way through the whole row. There's no reason for it to extend to the whole row. You have a vineyard here. It answers the whole vineyard. But what is a vineyard? A vineyard is five. Okay?
What if it's in the middle?
This is the middle.
I'm saying, but if it's between the...
Okay, so we're going to get into all kinds of nuances here. How's the
time?
You'll see.
Five is a minimum.
That's right. So that's number one. Let's keep going. Now we're on Memo and Base. I'll dive to the Base Hill. So what about Base Hill? So then, Oyster Sholosh Keneged Sholosh. It'll be the middle three vines, the first row, and the facing three vines in the second row, right? You've got the middle vine, you've got the vine to the left, the vine to the right, and then you've got the second row, you can just go straight through the middle vine over there, and the right and left of that. So you're a total of six. Correct?
Five.
I don't know.
It says shalosh keneged shalosh, right?
Yeah, this one.
Now, hold on a second. Now, we're going to explain. Now, right, so everybody's jumping on this, right? So what we just said basically still holds that the vineyard is five, so why all of a sudden are we saying that it asks for six? So that's what footnote one explains in detail. It's very simple. If you have a choice, right, you've got four, and a tail. The tail could go in either direction. That's what he's showing here in diagram D. He's showing you your tail could go to the right or your tail could go to the left, right? You can't determine which way to go.
Does the tail have to be in the outer row?
Hold on a second. I'll get to that in a second. So the tail could go either way. So since the tail could go either way, so therefore what you do is you answer both. You go the chumra, right? So the setup, you end up doing six. Okay? Do you see how the two at the top combine to make the square? That's what I think it says over here. The vine nearest the seed and the one behind it certainly constitute the middle section.
Really should be five.
Right. The remainder could consist either facing the two vines on the right with the one vine tail on the left, or the two facing vines on the left with the one vine tail on the right. Since there's no basis for favoring one of these configurations over the other, so the result is that all six vines that are included in these two possibilities are prohibited. That's what it says. Now, getting to your point, although there are other possible ways of constructing the two facing two and a tail, all those ways involve vines that are further away from the foreign seed than these six. Therefore, only these six qualify. So you're right. You could have had the tail further in, but we're not considering that because those are farther away, okay?
Yep.
Okay. With this chat, a few days ago we had by Kerem Katam, we said, the original Zanav case, we said, the Ezu Kerem Katam, Shlosha, can I get Shlosha? And we said that one of the Shloshas was really a two.
What?
Was really two. We said Shlosha, but it's really two. Why not say that here? That it, just like before, we said that two is... Three was really two.
No, I don't
think two is really
good. We say Oser, Sholosh, Keneged Sholosh. There's no reason to say Oser. It refers to less than what it says. I don't think you can say that. Okay, Zara Keneged HaBeinayin. Now we're going to go to a little bit different configuration. In the first configuration, it was right smack in the middle. Now we're in the space between the middle one. So what do you do then? So I'll back to the Beis Shammai, come to Beis Shammai, Oyser Shtayim, Mikan, Shtayim, Mikan. You go clearly two to the front and right and two to the left. Now, Chamishis Ezuhi. Now the question is, now what is the fifth one going to be? Right? So if you look at diagram E, you see the way the circle is between two vines. So you're between 3C and 3D. So we know certainly 3B, 3C, 3D, 3E. Those are for sure going to be awesome, because those are the two to the left, two to the right. But as far as number five is concerned, you have a choice, 3A or 3F. So which one are you going to choose?
Both.
So you could say both are awesome, or, surprise, surprise, Harei Lamentaris. Right? That's what it says. Chamisha Seizuhi, which is the fifth one going to be? Noimrim Ha Yizroim Kroivim La'achas Mehem Harei Lamentaris. If the foreign seeds were closer to one of the two flanking vines, then Avada, that would be the five that are awesome. In other words, if it wasn't perfectly in the middle, right? So then, of course, you would choose the five that are closest. But if it's exactly in the middle, in Lav, then Harelu Mutaris. Since neither one could really be considered. So here he's Mata them both, okay? Number seven, only the four vines closest to the seed true to the right and true to the left are prohibited. Since the foreign scene is exactly equidistant from 3C and 3D, there's no closest vine. We don't view either of these vines as the middle of the vineyard. Rather, we view the empty spot that is directly opposite the seed as the middle. From this point, we measure half the length of a vineyard in each direction. Any vines within that area are part of the prohibited vineyard, and therefore we only have four vines being prohibited. Okay? That's basically the idea here.
Are there five vines, is that the maximum of a vineyard, or can you have 100 vines in a vineyard?
I don't understand the question.
The question is that in diagram E, right, you have 3 by 6, 18 vines. Is that one big giant vineyard? And no matter where you plant the farm seed, the whole thing should be awesome.
You're asking two things, okay?
Yeah, what he
was asking is, in diagram E, we're just saying, for example, in diagram E, so you have 18 vines. So when you have an 18-vine vineyard, do you have one vineyard, or do you have several vineyards? How do you look at it?
Well, what's the question? If all these things are that only five are us, then everything else is obviously considered the five makes the vineyard. It's not that it's... that there's three vineyards.
Hold on a second.
It's one vineyard, but the halacha of climb only applies to something that's within the five of it.
This is... I want to say it like this. This is only true... This rule here is only true if you plant outside of the vineyard. So then the zera that's outside the vineyard is only going to be assuring a vineyard that is closest to it, meaning the minimal definition of a vineyard. If you plant inside the vineyard, then it's a whole different din. It assures 16 amos in every direction. Okay, so it's a different rule altogether inside. So I think the pshat is, the way I look at it is, yes, the whole thing is one vineyard, because you know it's all planted as one. It's all one vineyard, but there's a kula if it's outside, then it's only tofes, the minimum definition. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can I ask a question about diagram D?
D?
We have the shaded D.
Yeah.
We have the shaded area because that answers those six.
That's correct.
Now, does that take those six out of the carom and make there no other? Let's say there was a zero on the other side. Right now, you no longer, according to Beis Hillel, have a carom. Because you've taken those others out,
It would overlap. I don't think it would take anything out. Hey, you're asking like if you had one at at the bottom, one at the top, and the other
right,
side of it.
Exactly.
Nah, it wouldn't be a difference. You just draw another circle that way. Yeah. Okay, that's that. Now, we go to the next one. Let's see. That is, again, what are we talking about here? We're still talking about the case of the Beinayin, right? We're talking about it's just in the middle. So now, what about Beis Hillel? Oyser arba keneged shtayim. Then you're going to have four keneged two. Four rows in the front facing the two vines behind it. So the way he has it over here, so let's look at nine. Florentine is planted between 3C and 3D, the four nearest vines in the front row, 3B to 3E, right? And the two nearest vines in the row behind them is 2C to 2D, right? The basis is as follows. They say, right, that it has to be two facing two and a tail. There are two configurations that meet the criteria for the nearest vineyard. Okay, so you can read through it, but as you can see, It's these are two separate ones.
Because,
two
the, because the tail could go this way or that way, so you
correct.
So
correct.
It's six. Basil is always going to be six in the this circle.
Pretty much, yeah.
And the cool is because since it's between the two, you don't have to go out to the outer ones.
That's right. Yeah. So, and he clarifies it. Okay. Let's keep going. Zara connected Karen Zavius. Now here you have a case where you're doing it in the corner. So here it's like we had, you know, like a Rosh Torah. It's like it's a diagonal, right? So then what do you do then? Well, back to the Beis Shammai, Ezu Shura Asura. According to Beis Shammai, so which row is going to be Asur? So in this particular example, we have five up and five across. It's 5-5, right? So you don't know which one to pick. So there, in this case, he's going to go and answer both, the vertical and the horizontal. Yeah. Actually, not.
Oh, it's 5-5. It's
the fifth one in the corner.
Right.
Is used same in both rows. I knew you were going to get that wrong. Anyway, trick question. Yeah, Zuv. Now, what about Basil? What is he going to hold? So, Eiser Stein, can I get Stein? It's going to be two. Let's see here. Two vines facing the two vines in the corner. Let's see how that works. So you got 4D, 4E, right? That's the 4DE and 5DE. That's for short, right?
Seven.
So you got the corner four over there, right? Six. It's again going to be six. Very funny. Yeah. He's an on-up. He wants to show it's possible. And 5D, 5E, right? Now, again, the question is, which one are you going to pick, 3E or 5C? Since you don't know which one to pick, so they both become also. It's the same.
You got two tails.
It's two tails. So again, we always take the two tails. Again, it's very right, isn't that? It's very simple. So these people get a little bit, you know, they see all these pictures and they get scared. It's quite easy, right? So all right, so Shtayim connected Shtayim, Achaz Yotzi Zonu Mikan, Achaz Yotzi Zonu Mikan. Both tails are awesome. Very good. We'll keep going. We'll go to the Mishnah.
Yes.
Very good. Now, we have a final case. We're on Memalef and Aleph now. Zara Keneged Hebeinayin, Shebe Keren Zavius. Now, you've got XY over here on the bottom, two possibilities, right? So it's between the ones in the corner. So Adai to the Beis Shammai, Yosir is called Ashura. According to Beis Shammai.
Either or? The case is either or?
No, it's both.
It's both?
No, it's either or. Does it say both? One second. The same will apply. One second. No. He planted in the 4-amma work area east of the vineyard, opposite the space between 4 and 5, marked X. Right? The same will apply as if he planted in the 4-amma work area in the place marked Y. It's two separate cases, okay? Now, assuming he planted the foreign seed in the work area east at point X, it prohibits the eastern row of the five vines, right? When it was in the corner at the diagonal, so we asked both vertical and horizontal. But here you're clearly against the vertical, so you'll just ask the vertical row E1 through E5. If you were planting in Y, you'd also A5 through E5, right? So he points out when he says that's in the brackets, he points this important point here. When the Gemara says the entire row becomes prohibited, it refers to a vineyard containing only five vines in each row. If it was more than five vines, then only the first five from the corner would become prohibited, obviously, right?
So I'm saying if it's going to be in between any of the thing, it's always going to be, according to the Shammai, it's going to be those five. I'm saying being in this corner, being in that corner, being in the middle, it's the same halacha, right?
What if the X was between 3 and 4E? Is that
between 3 and 4E. So if you make, what you're doing is you're moving X up another row to between the row of 3 and 4, right? So what would you say then? So according to Beis Shammai, it's klar going to be the whole row there,
it's
right?
Be the same row.
Yeah. Right. So right, that's correct. Now the question is, what about Beis Hillel? What's he going to do? So here, if you're at X, as you can see in the picture, it's much clearer that the tail is going to be much closer to the X.
Right.
on the vertical, right? So that's why E3 is going to be the tail, and those you're going to have just five in that case, according to Basil, right?
It's interesting. So there's a kula, right? So there's a kula, Basil has a kula on this circumcised, that's not six. Before we said that it was six.
Before it was six, because we had two ways to go with the tail. Here, there's only one way to go with the tail.
Why is there only one way to go with the tail?
Because he's only the tail is to the right. There's no tail on the left. All the other tails are farther away than right over here. Look at the X. The X is exactly 4.5 amas, or whatever, 5 amas from X. Right, but if you were going to put 5C, that's already 8.5 amas away from the point. It's much further away. That's why, right? So again, so Zerik connected by being 9 inches of a Karen Zovis, Aldati the Beishamai, Iser was called Shore, the whole line. Aldati the Beishilel, Iser Shtaim, connected Shtaim, Achas Yotzis on Mikan, Shishis, Ezohi. But which is the sixth vine that is prohibited? Shlishis Shabbat Rishonah, Shia Shabbat Shlishis, the third in the first row.
So he's saying that
Basil
always holds six. So where is that six? Sorry.
Or D3.
Hold on a second. So over here, is he answering six then over here? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. So he's saying, So he started. Why did he do art diagram M4? What was the point of that?
That's what he's showing you.
No,
Shishis in parentheses and Chamishis is inserted. So it's not six.
Yeah, and the interpreters in the bottom over here, it changes it.
He says in footnote 4, the Gemara assumes that according to Basil, six lines are prohibited.
This last case is going to be a machlok is how to learn, apparently. If you look at 5, it looks like there might even be 7 that are asur, but according to the bottom, it's what I said. So according to our version of the text, the Gemara is asking which is the sixth vine that Beis Hillel prohibit. And the answer leads to the conclusion that he actually prohibits 7 vines, okay, as explained in footnote 5. But according to the Gemara, initially stated that Beis Hillel prohibited 2 facing 2 and another vine protruding like a tail. And the Gemara says, Kamishis Ezuhi, which is the fifth that is prohibited. That's the
question. Which is the seventh that would be
awesome. See in diagram N, do you have diagram N where you have gray?
I don't have anything there.
Okay. Show them the diagram N. But like here, like this way, we have it's a better reading.
Where's 7?
Diagram N.
N like
that is an answer.
Right here, this variable.
It's 6. There's 6.
Oh, right.
7, right? So diagram. But the alternate reading is a lot better. And it's really just the tail. So there's only one tail. So I'll go with the gross gear. So we'll only answer 5. Okay.
So it's 5. So
we'll go with. I'm going to go with 5. Yeah, variant A says it's only 5. So Moitzu Shabbos, 10 o'clock again? Is that good?